Ben Gillette on the Big Free FM. I'm in Las Vegas, Nevada, sitting across from the lovely and talented Michael Goudeau. We're at 866-570-PEN-7366. You can also write gmails to penradio@gmail.com, penradio.com. That's where we are. Today, the subject I want to go right to is the subject of how stupid are Americans. Because I get really, really sick of this. I'm on maybe the opposite side of other people on this. But there's this article in Reuters. On Monday it came out of New York. Three quarters of Americans can correctly identify two of Snow White's seven dwarfs. Only a quarter can name two Supreme Court justices, according to a poll on pop culture released on Monday. I do not think Americans are stupid, and I'm sick of it. I think they recognize the name of the Supreme Court. They know how a lot of it works. They can't name the three branches of the Stooges, Larry, Curly, and Moe, but they can't name the three branches of the U.S. government, judicial, executive, and legislative. But 74% can name Moe, Larry, and Curly, which, of course, isn't important because there are 12 Stooges. So Reuters doesn't know everything, okay?
Only naming stupid three Reuters.
But I just want people to call in, especially people, and I think that this is something that atheists are really guilty of, and liberals are also guilty of it. The whole red state, blue state thing and the trashing of Americans. I believe Americans are the best educated, most politically savvy. They just know a lot of stuff. And I always bump into people who know all this stuff. I mean, I've told this story many, many times, but I've been on in meetings in Hollywood, you know, where I've been pitching some sort of show. Like Bull's Hit, which, you know, we pitched for 18 years. You know, we pitched it all the time. And I pitched the show. You know, want to do a pro-science skeptic show. And the Hollywood people would say, yeah, that's fine for you and me, Penn. But, you know, for those, and they would use an obscenity. But I'll just say, for those stupid people in the Midwest. And I would say, oh, by stupid people, you mean people who can, like, you know, program a machine code, perform surgery, fix sports cars, as opposed to us, who can do nothing. We can do nothing. You're sitting across from a desk and I'm telling you ideas that I dreamed up. That's nothing. That's no skill. I just want people to call in and tell me, are Americans stupid? And while we're waiting for the phones to light up, and I don't care what side you're on, I just get sick of this whole thing. I'm going to read more of this Reuters article, too. It's just astonishing how they decide what's important, then call people and put them on the spot, and then you're supposed to be able to think of the Supreme Court justices off the top of your head, which is not a useful skill. The useful skill is being able to recognize them when you see them in print.
And right? Avoid snakes.
And to avoid snakes. That's the skill.
That's the
you
skill.
You need the skill to avoid snakes. And by the way, I was not crazy about the lesbian atheist. I know I said that she came to the show with her family.
And Bigfoot.
No. There was this really attractive young woman, 18 years old, and she and her whole family, and finally they wrote to MySpace. They sent a picture of me, and I'm pointing to the lesbian atheist on her chest.
Yeah.
And because it's not a 3D picture, it looks like my finger's perhaps too close. She thought that was cool to post a picture like that. And she said she'd call in the show. So if you're out there, I think your name is Claire, 866-570-PEN-7366. You know, your whole family can call in. Every mother, father, anybody call in. But what's up?
If Claire can call in and tell us what she thinks of stupid Americans.
She sure can.
That would be good.
Mm-hmm. She can talk about the people that misspelled atheist. She's claiming she's not culpable. She's claiming it was the print company that did it. But don't you just, who gets t-shirts printed at a place anymore? Don't you just, like, write it online and you write to, like, Hoodie or something?
Yeah.
And say, I mean, my No God t-shirt, my wife went to Hoodie. I almost said I did, but you know I don't do anything. My wife went to Hoodie. And just typed in no space God. And then a sweatshirt comes, you put it on, and then you get attacked at the local Fry's.
That's right.
That's the way it works. You know, there are places where you could wear a lesbian. This is the other thing about Americans, okay? There was this documentary they tried to do where they showed that by Jewish rules, Elvis Presley was Jewish because his grandmother was Jewish and is supposed to be handed down by women, by their rules. You know, it's like wearing a Masonic ring. You can't wear it unless you're a Mason, but if you're not a Mason, it's okay to wear it because you don't follow their rules. But if you want to use that definition of Jew, Elvis was a Jew. So they sent this crew and these rabbis down south where people are all supposed to be stupid, and they said, you know, we have proof that Elvis was Jewish, and put cameras on him. What do you think of that? You know, you cracker redneck bastards. You know, that's the undertone. And they all went, really? Cool. End of movie. Movie never came out. Couldn't shoot it. Because the people in this country are really tolerant and really good. The only people that buy that red state, blue state jive are the two sides who try to make it look like voting for one of these two bozos is important. As I said this once before, too. Ralph Nader was completely right. Corporations run this country, and that's a good thing. The politics is just not that important, thank goodness, because we're so off. Now, I got a few phone calls. Now, of course, the imaginary lesbian atheist has not called in. But we have a lot of calls about America's Big Stupid.
Bigfoot's on the phone.
Bigfoot's not on the phone. Snakes. We know how to avoid snakes.
That's all that matters.
I know. I mean, there's that theory that just came out. You have that, don't you?
You had it.
I had it. I gave it to you.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I gave you a different article. But there's a woman that's just said that all of human evolution, maybe I'm overstating this.
Driven by snakes.
Snakes are driving.
Snakes are God.
Snakes are driving the human evolution bus, is what she says. I'm trying to find her name. We want to give her credit, don't we?
I think we should.
It's a funny. I'm thinking that maybe the whole article is just because. Here we go. The whole article is just another way to advertise snakes on a plane. the whole ad campaign of the internet is not working. Humans developed into intelligent, observant creatures with color vision and depth perception for one main reason, to avoid snakes. So says anthropologist Lynn Isbell of the University of California, who's proposed a radical new theory about human evolution. She says the development of primates was driven by an evolutionary arms race with snakes. I just like saying the word snake. For early primates, snakes, of course, early primates are monkeys. Of course, it's not Tuesday. You're okay. But if it were Monkey Tuesday, what would you do, Patrick? Good.
Wow.
Primates are among the most dangerous and ubiquitous predators. The snakes were the bad ones. And it's to detect snakes at close distance, Isbell proposes, that the early primates developed the color vision, three-dimensional sight, and bigger brains. About 60 million years ago, snakes developed a new weapon, venom. The snakes upped the ante, said Isbell. And then the primates had to respond by developing even better vision. I mean, I don't know. I've been reading the new Dawkins book, and it's going to come out in a couple months. It's called The God Delusion. Dawkins talks a lot about evolution.
But it can't be snakes. 800 people a year are killed by snakes.
No, but they're talking about 50,000 years ago. Oh, not a 50,000. A million. Million. 1.8 million years ago.
Snakes don't eat people.
Snakes kill?
They kill people, but they don't eat them, and they don't hunt them. She's wrong.
Before venom.
I'm just going to, yeah.
Okay. So, if she's listening, call up and defend yourself. Let me see. Let's talk to Steve.
Sure. How you doing, Steve?
How you doing, Steve?
Hi. Hey, Penn. How you doing? I just want to say I love your show.
Thanks.
On Showtime. Watch it every time.
Thank you so much.
In answer to your question, I wanted to say I really believe that Americans are pretty stupid. Where I work in the service industry, and the kind of questions that I get asked lead me to believe that people, it may not be stupidity so much as they choose to not think before talking.
Yeah.
I sell glasses.
I'm a good example of that. Go ahead.
Well, I sell glasses, okay? And people come in, and the most common question I get asked is, how much are glasses?
Mm-hmm.
And it's the type of thing that no one would do about anything else. You won't walk to a car dealer and say, how much is a car?
Uh-huh.
It's that kind of thing. So
I don't think that's the question they're asking, okay? They're asking is, what's the ballpark of of glasses that someone like me would buy, because can I afford it today? That's what they're asking. I mean, I can see going in and asking that. I mean, I wear pretty fancy expensive glasses.
Pretty nice.
But and I have a lot of pairs. I'm kind of a glasses whore. But if I walked in without fancy glasses on, looking like me, you know, 6'6", $3, sloppy, you know, looking like your standard NASCAR fan,
right,
and I said, how much are glasses? Can't you guess what kind of frame I'm going to pick? And can't you guess where I'm going to be and give me a ballpark within $50? I'm sure you can. How much are glasses?
The problem is the ballpark is so huge in something like this. I mean, your lenses can range from, you know, $50 to $500, mm-hmm. and your frames can range from $50 to $500.
We know that's true. But if you ask Michael Goodell, I'm going to do this right now.
Okay.
Goodell, how much a car cost?
$30,000.
Yeah, okay. I think you can understand, you can answer that question at a baseline. You can answer it on any sort of, what's a book cost, Goodell?
$10.
I think you're wrong on that. Isn't it higher?
No, yeah, it's definitely
bucks.
Higher.
Okay. But, I mean, you can give some sort of ballpark, and I think that's what they're asking. I think if you don't buy glasses often, if you buy glasses, and what's the average people buy glasses, like every 8 years?
Well, it depends. It's recommended to do once every 2 years, but most people...
And who recommends that? Who recommends that?
The
people
American
who sell the goddamn glasses.
The American Optometric Association.
Yeah, yeah. But it's like the Chiropractic Association saying chiropractic is cool. But, and I'm a big fan. I mean, if you go into my bedroom, and why would you? You're going to find that there's like 25 pairs of glasses I have. And I also find, since I got you on the air, well, let's get personal for a second. I get these glasses that change color in the light, and they're impossible to clean. When they get funky, they stay so smeared that the other night I was at a restaurant, my glasses were dirty. They were these fogged up ones. So I went into the restroom, and I took off my glasses, and I was washing them under the sink with some paper towel, and a guy came over who just finished peeing, and he said, "You can't clean those glasses with paper towels. You're going to scratch them. Give them to me." And he snatched the glasses out of my hands. Now I can't see. I'm in the men's room alone with this guy who has got my glasses, and I say, "If you run away, I can't chase you. I don't know where you are. I can't see you. Give me my glasses back." But instead of, like, pulling out what I thought he was going to pull out, which was some magic urinal cleaner thing, he just untucks his shirt. He's got, like, this silk shirt on. He untucks it and starts wiping his glasses on him. And he goes, "So, you just cruising the strip tonight?" I go, We're 12 miles from the strip. If I'm cruising the strip, I'm doing a terrible job of it. He goes, "Well," and he's just rubbing my glasses over and over again in his shirt. And he goes, "Well, you know, so we're having a party tonight over at the Station Casino. I can probably get you in. Stop by and see me and my brother at the bar. I'll tell you the room." And I said, "Well, I'm here with my wife and my family and some friends, and I think we're just going to go right home because I have a radio show tomorrow morning. Can I have my glasses back?" And he goes, "Jesus Christ, these are filthy. What'd you put on them, glue?" And I go, "No, I was just trying to..." And he still keeps wiping them. And I go, I can't see you. I can't see you. I can't see you. So he says, "I can't do anything with these." Starts to hand them back. And another guy comes in, and he's already unzipping. And he says, "What's wrong? Dirty glasses?" I go, "Yes, but I can't see. I'd rather have them." And he goes, "I don't know. What you don't want to do is rub them on a shirt like that." And I go, "Okay, give me the glasses." And then I stand there and wait for everyone in the room to finish peeing. They leave, and I wipe them off with water. And then I go to paper towel, and they're still not clean. So I'm asking you, Mr. Smart American, everybody's too stupid about glasses. What the hell is up with these color-changing lenses?
Okay, it's probably not the color-changing lenses that did it. You have a coating, more than likely, on your glasses called the anti-reflective coating.
Oh, I do, yeah.
It's for the TV, so they don't see the lights reflect on camera.
Right. Yeah, I do have.
What happened probably is the coating is coming off. So once the coating starts coming off, it's worse than not having the coating. So you won't be able to get them cleaned.
So I have to take them back to a glasses person and have them redo the lens. Is that right?
You can. There's some places you can have the coating stripped.
And how much will that cost?
Have the coating stripped, probably about $15.
Ah, I see you do know. You do know the answer to these questions. I trapped you. It was all a big lie. Americans are smart. You rat bastard. Took you down. Took you down. Yeah, so it's about $15?
Right, right. Yeah.
Okay.
That's not how much our glasses. That's
I know.
Thing.
I know it is.
But it's okay. Nice
well, let me ask you, how much for a pair of glasses?
For you?
Yeah.
If you come and see me, as long as you bring Teller with you, I think I won't charge it.
Okay. Thanks so much. I understand your point. Oh, let's talk to Claire.
There you go.
Hi, Claire. What T-shirt were you wearing to the Penn and Teller show about a week ago?
Well, it was sort of a tealish color on top. It said lesbian atheist, and then in smaller beneath it, Penn thinks I'm hot. And on the back, it had a three of clubs, and it said no God.
Absolutely.
You do exist.
You do exist.
Uh-huh.
And the difference between Claire and God, there is a Claire. And
it's just your wife calling in from the
it's
car.
It's not my wife calling in. Doesn't she sound 18?
Yeah, well, your wife's really good at that.
Anyway, is your whole family there?
Yeah, my whole family's here. Here's my mom.
Did you? Oh, what's your mom's name?
Sherry.
Now, Sherry, are you on the phone here?
Yes, I am.
Oh, you're Sherry now?
She sounds exactly the same. It's just your wife.
It's genetic.
You sound alike, I know. I'd like to apologize for not including a card with a gift for Moxie.
We have
a store in town named Moxie, and I thought that was just so cool.
That's so cool. You know, Sherry, you know, I don't know if you saw, but your daughter posted the picture of your whole family with me from the show on the MySpace account. And did you see the comment underneath which said, I don't know about the lesbian atheist, but the mom is really hot? Did you see that comment?
No.
Maybe you want to go back and see that comment.
I'll do that.
Yeah, just want to let you know that some people on the MySpace account are hip enough to realize that.
All right.
And I just want to tell you how cool it was.
How Dad feels about that.
There's nothing wrong. Doesn't he agree?
I agree. She's
okay.
Not.
Yeah. So it's just a fact he agrees with. No, there's no anybody that says that someone you find attractive, or your wife, or your husband, or whoever it is that you find attractive, anybody finding them attractive, I never understood why that would be an insult. I think that's a terrific thing. And I want to apologize right now. I know I said on the radio show, and I wrote when I was talking about you, Claire, that there was a tomboyish look, and the only reason I did that was not because you had a tomboyish look, but rather because in the narrative telling a little story, it somehow separated the sexuality of a teenager from a man who's 51 years old. And I thought to be able to enjoy the story a little bit, throwing in the tomboy thing in kind of a pleasant way would kind of take the edge off it and make it more purely funny. But as far as tomboyish, to tell the truth, no, you're a very attractive 18-year-old who would be hot to any gender she chose, and probably many genders she doesn't choose.
All is forgiven.
Is that as clear as could be?
Yes, it is.
Thank you so much for all calling, and your mom is hot. And I can say that without having to put the qualifier in that she's a tomboy. Thanks so much for calling. Ha ha! See? I developed all those skills to avoid snakes. Are Americans stupid? That's what we're talking about. I don't think so. 866-570-PEN-7366. PenRadio@gmail.com. Yeah, this is Ben Gillette here at Free FM, sitting here with Michael Goudeau. As always, my good old is obsessed with snakes today. Are you obsessed with snakes every day?
All the time, yes.
Snakes
I love snakes. I love that 24 hours a day you can turn on TV and find someone catching snakes on TV. I think that's proof that everyone is obsessed with snakes.
866-570-PEN-7366. 866-570-PEN. You know, anytime, 24 hours, you can turn on the TV and find someone from the Aristocrats, too.
That's good, yeah.
It's true. You can go through, there'll be somebody on some show that was in the movie The Aristocrats. PenRadio@gmail.com, PenRadio.com.
You like snakes. You like comics. I like snakes.
And for a lot of the same reasons.
Yeah.
They're so cold and have no emotions. I'm so glad I got to tell that. I was telling you that the glasses story that I was telling is absolutely true. That the only time I think I've been hit on ever, they took off my glasses first. I would think that the
That's
time...
a good ploy.
No, I would think that if you were going to hit on me, you'd want to take off your own glasses first. That would be the point. That would be the point. If you're in a men's room with Ben and you want to hit on him, take off your glasses first. I got a great little note here. I'm not going to read it all, but it's from Mike Wilson. You know Mike Wilson, really smart, cool cat in Minnesota who made the movie Michael Moore Hates America. And he has a quote here. Americans are possibly the dumbest people on the planet. Quoted by Michael Moore to a UK audience. You didn't say it over here, did you, Michael?
Yeah, he didn't think he'd get back to us. That's stupid.
That's why he made this movie. And he says, and this is Michael Wilson talking, when I shot his, that's Michael Moore's speech at the University of Minnesota, he singled out two students, one American, one Canadian. He asked the Canadian student who the president of the U.S. was. Of course, she knew. He asked the American student who the prime minister of Canada was. Of course, he didn't know. Okay. Exactly right. We just don't care. You can use your quote on Canada
now. Exactly right. Canada's a place for us to go fishing and shoot moose. Canadians know everything about U.S. politics. Americans think of Canada as a place to fish.
Exactly. Exactly. And population-wise, it's the way it should be. It doesn't mean they don't matter. It just means that it's just not. Canada does not have as much of an effect on Americans' lives as America has on Canadian lives. It's as simple as that. Isn't that just factual?
Yes.
Yeah. So of course, if you're talking about doing stuff that matters, that's what you're going to care about. Let's talk to Brandon. Is that right, Brandon?
Yeah.
What's up, Brandon?
What's up? How you doing today?
You were never wearing a T-shirt that said "Penn thinks I'm hot," were you?
Well, maybe.
Maybe you should get yourself one. Get yourself a T-shirt that says, anybody that listens to this show can wear that T-shirt proudly. But go ahead. I interrupted you. Go ahead.
Not a problem. I have a comment on the Americans are stupid thing, but before I say that, I have those glasses, too, mm-hmm. that change in the light, mm-hmm. and I don't have that clear coat thing he was talking about, but mine, they are impossible to clean.
Yes, there you go. There you go.
It's ridiculous. You get one smudge on there, and it turns into the thing that just doesn't go away.
You know what I love, Goodell? You try so hard to pick a topic you can talk about and can kind of have depth and everything else. We should have just gone with smudgy glasses. We should have cut the phones would have just lit up. Okay, but go on with the other subject.
I think the customer service guy is stupid. He doesn't know.
Yeah, he doesn't know.
More serious note, I don't think that Americans are stupid at all. I think that, you know, ideas and organizations and religions and governments, they breed us to appear stupid. You know, we're not, by no means are Americans dumb, you know. It's just, you know, with millions of ideas that have float around out there that are, you know, forced upon us, you know, we just look dumb. We're running around trying to figure out what we believe in and what we stand for and... You know?
Yeah, I think that's really true, and I think what I think my major point is like the Janet Jackson breast issue. You know,
exactly.
They got a few thousand letters that were all tracked down to one bogus organization that wrote all these letters and sent them. So they get a few thousand letters that they report on that are really only, let's say a couple thousand people, although that's more than there actually were. And then Hollywood likes so much to be the martyr, they start screaming, you know, we're being oppressed by the red states and it's horrible and there's, you know, the people are not letting us have our freedom, da 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 da. And then both sides blow it up. One side to be the martyr and the other side that, you know, America's going to hell in a handbasket. And then these semi-smart people say, you know, the whole world is laughing at us for how we're reacting over a black woman's nipple during a football game. And then I say, all Americans are laughing at it. This whole thing, both sides of that issue were total about 10,000 people. And the rest of the, let's round it off, 300 million people in America were all sane and cool. And, you know, I've met hardcore Christians that come to our show, know that I'm not a believer, and afterwards stand and talk and laugh with me and really understand the marketplace of ideas. And I've had no experience firsthand with these incredibly stupid, close-minded people that everybody postulates are all over our country.
Exactly.
You know, I just think that there's this sense that somehow if you call Americans stupid, then supposedly you're a little smarter, and I think it's just the opposite. So thanks a lot, Brandon. Thanks so much.
Not a problem.
Goodell, when I was trying to get you the original Reuters article that I had, you snatched it away from me, and then I wanted it in front of me because I wanted to give some other
examples. I thought you had spilled something. I have pulled napkins out of the trash can for you.
Yeah, that's how good a mime I am. Yeah, I can. The pollsters called 1,213 people. They called them. So in the middle of the day, you're called up, and just over 60% of the respondents were able to name Bart as Homer's son on the television show The Simpsons, while only 20.5% were able to name one of the Greek poet Homer's epic poems, The Iliad and the Odyssey. Now, this is what I hate about this, is it's just this poll just meant to be cute, you know.
Sure.
You can name Homer, three branches of the government, three stooges, seven dwarfs, seven, nine. Almost tricked me there, didn't you? Almost tricked me there. They're trying to be cute, and what they end up doing is a headline. You know, headlines all over that Americans are stupid. I don't like it. Let's talk to Tom. What's up, Tom?
How's it going, Penn?
Never been better, boss. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. I'm really dreading when I start work, though, so I don't know how I'm going to be able to listen to you during the day anymore.
Yeah, well, you can find tapes, but it's bootlegged everywhere.
Oh, thank God.
I just said tapes. You know, you can put those tapes on the Victrola. Make sure you have some good snacks in the ice box. There are digital recordings of it. I'm so sorry that I said tapes. I'm so humiliated. Go ahead.
Well, I'd hate to sidetrack our topic on glasses, but I don't wear them, so I'm going to have to talk about how I feel that Americans are a lot smarter than people
believe. That on us, man. That's my position.
You know, when I was down visiting my parents in North Carolina, which is not exactly the what is stereotyped as the most enlightened state of the union.
Yeah, it's not New York.
And we went out to my parents' boat slip, which is in this little town in the middle of nowhere. And we swung into a bar, and my dad sat next to this fisherman who was probably missing about a quarter of his teeth.
Mm-hmm.
And the things that came out of this guy's mouth were just absolutely stunned me. He's like, yeah, y'all see that condo development that's up by the water over there. And they only sold about 3-4 units, and they have a problem. They're trying to make it a retirement town. There ain't no golf course within an hour here. And he was absolutely right.
Uh-huh.
I mean, absolutely. And he went on and started talking about farming subsidies. And I think if people, you know, just give Americans a chance and just, you know, listen instead of talk, they'll realize that we're actually a lot smarter people than they want us to.
I think that's kind of people want to believe. It's kind of tied in with all that stuff about, you know, things getting worse. And, you know, you want to be, I think there's this human need, even though things keep getting better in the world, slowly, much slower than they should, but they do. People like to believe that things are terrible and they're in the end times, and it makes them cooler. And whether they're a religious person believing they're coming up to the time of the apocalypse, or whether they're a non-believer just getting kind of cynical and saying the world's going to, the proverbial hell in a handbasket, I think there's a sense that you build yourself up by saying you live in a stupid country, and it always bothers me. You know, we did the Aristocrats. We went to Sundance, and we were on stage talking about this movie. Had a lot of obscenity in it, a lot of, you know, transgression.
What, the Aristocrats?
Comedy. Yeah, a little bit. And people in the audience who are all, you know, New York and California and all filmmakers are raising their hands going, oh, you know, Americans are going to rip you apart for this. You know, this is going to be horrible. No one will accept this. It's fine for California and New York, but the other states, da-da-da-da. And it is true. One theater chain, as a publicity stunt, refused to show our movie, but it's been showing on HBO. People see it. People understand it. People in this country, no matter how different their beliefs are, really do know stuff and really do understand the marketplace of ideas. But let's see. Someone wants to. We'll find someone who doesn't agree. Let's go to. Let's try Tim. What's up, Tim?
Hey, not much. How are you guys doing?
Doing very well, thanks. How are you?
Just wanted to say I absolutely love your show. I've been addicted ever since I heard the interview with Patrick Moore.
Oh, thanks so much. Yeah, wasn't that a great interview?
It was absolutely the most informative thing I've ever heard in my entire life about nuclear energy.
But, yeah, it's real wonderful. Go ahead.
Yeah. My cousin, a couple of years ago, when he was in high school in a behavioral sciences class, he set up a general intelligence test,
mm-hmm.
going over a breadth of different subjects like history, mm-hmm. Astronomy, things like that. And the answers to these questions were absolutely horrific. Apparently, we fought JFK in the Vietnam War, according to these tests. And apparently we have anywhere between 0 and 12 moons. The sun has rings rather than Saturn. It was just absolutely stunning.
Well, you know, that is true. And there's no doubt on your comments here that Patrick wrote in, it does say cousins proved we are stupid, and it's the letter R. So I don't know if it's really stupid or if you're just things are developing differently. Although I did talk to somebody I know who's young, you know, who's in junior high, and, you know, they did not know the difference between a planet and a sun and things like that. And I think there are educational problems in the country, but I don't think that just means just stupid. I think that also just means maybe different priorities. Maybe it's more important to learn to play video games when you're younger and then learn other stuff a little later. Was your cousin interviewing young people, is that right?
Well, it was other classes that were in the school, like grade level and whatnot.
Yeah, I can see that. But okay, I'm going to take a break now, but thanks an awful lot. We'll be back after this. 866-570-PEN, 7366, Our American Stupid, penradio@gmail.com, where Godot and I are trying to prove at least two Americans are stupid, and they're sitting right here in bikes. Yeah, this is Penn Jillette, 866-570-PEN. That's 7366 if you do not have letters on your phone. PennRadio@gmail.com, PennRadio.com. Sitting here, of course, with Michael Godot. And we have the phones are crazy about how stupid Americans are. And we have lots of good Gmails. A couple of them I got to read. A little bit off subject, but still very, very cool. Our friend Patty in New York says, and I didn't even know about this, but there is a group of drag queens in New York City that takes movies and shadow casts them. Like, you know, the stuff they do with the Rocky Horror Picture Show? Yep. And one of the films they did last year was Penn and Teller Get Killed. How cool is that? How cool is it that drag queens have chosen our movie to do a little thing on? And another Gmail that's really important says, I don't have those color-changing glasses, so I can't guarantee this will work, but I do have that non-reflective coating. The way I clean my glasses is I run them under the hottest water possible from the tap. That's good. That's good, because the hottest water possible without from the tap in there is pretty frightening. No. You need a lot of pressure. With a lot of pressure. Yeah, a lot of pressure, and wipe them off using Kleenex. It's a brand name. He really means facial tissues. This seems to work really well, but leaves dust on the lenses that you'll have to blow off. People really care about my glasses.
You know,
it's so touching.
I like that we spent zillions of dollars setting up this worldwide radio network so you can figure out how to clean your glasses. What did that cost?
I also haven't even gotten any real information. I already knew that thing. I thought there was some like real secret, like words you could say, and all the dirt fell from your
vinegar.
We have a great. Now, I did not say this. I am not saying this. What I'm about to say, I am not saying. I am quoting. I am quoting a man named Ben who says, "Canada, America's hat." I'm not saying I won't repeat it a lot, but there it is right there. I'll take one of these calls. Let's talk to Roger.
Hey, Roger.
Hey, what's up, Roger?
Hey. How's it going, Penn? How's it going, Godot?
We're great.
Show's great. Been listening since day one.
Thank you so much.
On the topic of glasses, mine are smudged. I hate them. I have the color-changing ones, too, and anti-glare and anti-scratch, and they're scratched and they're smeared, and I hate them. But onto whether people are stupid, I think there's a gap. I think the older generations, like 30 and up, I think education was more important to us. I'm 34. Uh-huh. I think the younger kids are just getting dumber and dumber. I mean, I the more I encounter, they know nothing, and it seems like it's in to be stupid.
So you're
he made the cutoff.
You're 34. So
yeah.
That means, you know, you were in school 15 years ago.
Yeah.
And do you think 15 years ago when you were in school, there were any 34-year-olds saying the exact same thing?
Yeah, probably. But I mean, I went back to college too a little later. Like, I had a music career for a little while, and I went back to college for business around 25, and I couldn't believe the kids getting out of high school then.
Uh-huh.
You know, that they were, you know, really basic math and English skills were horrible, and stuff that I would have never got out of high school if, you know, when I was in high school.
One of the things that is happening is the idea of No Child Left Behind and passing people through grades without teaching them stuff is happening. But I still think, you know, you go to one of those science fairs at the schools or you talk to like one of the math club kids, they will blow you away. They will destroy you. You know, what's happening is I think that maybe when you're an adult, your peer group is picked by people that you want to talk to and you agree with. And when you look down at people that are a lot younger, the people you talk to are picked at random. And that may be the big difference, you know. I bet you could dig around and find really stupid 34-year-olds. And I bet you could find a 17-year-old who is smarter than you at everything. You know?
Absolutely. I think it comes down to whether you're into learning or not, too.
I think that's also true.
Some people are into it, some people aren't. Discovery Channel type people.
It's also what you think is important. You know, when I was in high school, pop music was really important to me, and I learned an awful lot of that, and I don't really regret it. I then went through my physics phase, when I read a lot of physics and stuff, was not in high school like it was supposed to be. It was when I was in my 30s. And I think that when you want to say how important learning is, and you really want to say that people should keep learning their whole lives, you have to understand that people are going to prioritize differently. And maybe learning video games and learning to get really good at typing messages into your phone is a really important thing to do when you're 14. But when you're, you know, when you're 19, that same person, what may be important is creating an artificial liver for a snake. Does that tie in with you? But that's all I'm saying. I just think that the idea of just taking a whole country and saying we're getting stupider, I just don't buy it. But thanks a lot for calling, Roger. What's up, Brian?
I just had to clarify. When you said not we're getting stupider, we're just stupid, right? that's what you're asking, right? Well, I just want to make sure, because I think everybody's stupid, but I mean, I'm not saying it's based on the quiz that you're talking about, because general knowledge, facts, who cares?
Exactly.
I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't care who the justices of the Supreme Court are. What does that matter? If it matters, I'll find out.
Exactly.
You know, it would take you 12 seconds to tell me that information in there, and now I know it.
Uh-huh.
But I mean, just like reasoning ability.
You think?
Like, not that people are getting dumber in the reasoning, because, I mean, if you look 100 years ago, you know, most people didn't go to high school or things like that, but how people can think that an argument's logical when it's obviously there's a fallacy in it and they don't notice.
Well, you know, arguing, the idea of using rational thought is something that gets passed off and shrugged off as common sense, whereas it really is, I think, an incredibly difficult skill to learn to recognize a fallacy, and that's very advanced thinking. I mean, the philosophy of rational thought is a very difficult thing, and I think we do it a disservice. Thank you. See, I have Godot here. We do it a disjustice and an in-service when we pretend it's common sense. I think that common sense is worth next to nothing. You really have to think. You have to look over the ideas. And the other thing I think that is an important idea to spread is that you should think about anything you take for granted. And that's a tough thing, is there's a lot of stuff that wants to keep us complacent, believe the same things. But I really like to be proven wrong as often as I can, because that's when I'm learning something, you know, the complacency. But I'm glad you don't think people are getting stupider, but I'm telling you, I am astonished by my own stupidity every single day. It blows my mind every day.
I mean, I think that you're right on the thing that knowing little stupid facts and knowing, who cares? I mean, there's a lot of things that somebody could say, you didn't know this and I did, so I'm smarter. But is it really general knowledge? Is that really intelligent?
Yeah, it's not even intelligence. I think now that we have, my good friend Rob, who there's no doubt is one of the smartest people around, and one of my closest friends, and I love Rob, he said, and I should say in advance, he does work for Google, but he said that it used to be that in education, you didn't learn facts, you learned how to find facts. And he said, but now the answer to where to find facts is always the same. You no longer need to learn anything but how to go to Google, or, to be fair, ask, or any of the web pages. And learning to sort through internet pages, if you want to know the names of all the Supreme Court justices, there doesn't seem to be any reason to have them on the tip of your tongue when you can type, you know, names of Supreme Court justices, and boom, they're all there, and you can look through and find a lot of other information. So all that really matters now, more than ever, is not the facts of being able to name more Supreme Court justices than you can name dwarfs, you know, Snow White's dwarfs, but rather to be able to find that information and how to process it once you get it. So I agree with you on all that. So thanks a lot, Brian.
Well, there you go. I did the search. It's the top result. Here are the names of the Supreme Court justices.
Is that what he said? Is he said 16 seconds? Yeah, yeah. 16 seconds to find all the names. So I think that these kind of things, I would love to see the memorizing of facts kind of not being given that importance, and the idea that you can really put that information together and find out, you know, if you have a really good idea of what the Supreme Court is supposed to do and what kinds of cases they're looking at, that's much more important than being able to name two of them, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, also, you know, when you type in what are the names of Snow White's dwarf, they show up as the number one hit also. So that apparently they're on equal footing.
Just for fun, type in Sleepy and Rehnquist. Or Clarence Thomas. Type in Sleepy and Clarence Thomas and see what we get. Let's take another call. Let's talk to Eric here. What's up, Eric?
Hey, Pat, how you doing?
Never been better, boss. How are you doing?
Excellent. I don't think Americans are stupid. I think we're diverse. I think the same that knows all of Homer's poems doesn't know how to replace his alternator in his car or, you know, wire his home electricity.
That is so true, and that is so true, and that's so good, and it's so important, you know. And then there's people like me who really don't know anything, and we can gather from all these people in the country that can do all this other stuff, you know. I don't even know what an alternator is in a car, exactly. And I've only read the Iliad and the Odyssey once, and I read it aloud to my fish. So I don't remember an awful lot about it. That's actually true. I did read it. I know that you're supposed to read poetry aloud, so I sat out at the pond of my fish and read Homer aloud to my fish. What did you find out when you did the search for Sleepy and Clarissa?
Justice Ginsburg falls asleep during oral arguments.
Yeah, that's not good. I guess try Grumpy and Clarence Thomas. But I agree with you completely. Thanks a lot, Eric. I'm making you search and also hit the phone.
Uh-huh.
So disaster could strike at any second here. Let's talk to Michelle. We want to get one female name on the phone. How you doing, Michelle? Oh, she left. She left?
She left.
She was still up there. I thought you had her there.
It looked like we did.
Yeah, it's something that... let's talk to... We got a little bit of time. Let's talk to Will, shall we?
Let's talk to Will.
What's up, Will?
Hey, Ben, how are you?
Never been better, boss. How are you?
Well, I totally disagree about Americans being stupid, because the rest of the world would still be reading by freaking candlelight if it wasn't for us.
That is the end of the argument, is that right?
That's it.
It's like when I was over in England, I would walk around going, we got Elvis, we got Dylan, shut up. You know, you throw Edison onto that list, and we're done. The problem is, of course, that Darwin was English. You know, and that's the one. And also, but Watson of Watson and Crick is American, right?
Yeah,
Watson. So we've got some heavy-duty ones, but I think the whole thing...
You'd still be taking a boat across seas, too.
Yeah.
That's true. It's the Wright brothers.
There you go.
We certainly have got... Whether the average... has gone up or down in intelligence. We sure have always had, or as Ian Drury said, there have been some clever bastards, haven't there? No doubt
America,
about it.
America sets the pace. There's no place better.
Thanks a lot. I'm afraid I kind of agree with you, and I didn't agree with them that much. I used to be, kind of Canadian in that way, of not thinking America was that great. And then I went overseas, and I tell you, you go to India, go to Egypt, go to China, even go to Europe, sadly to say, and you really do end up being proud to be a big dumb American. And this is Penn, the big dumb American with all the smears all over his glasses.
Maybe some European will call it and clean your glasses.
I would like that very much. Maybe that's the secret they're holding, the secret to... and please, if you see me in a men's room, talk to me, be nice, shake hands, remember to wash your hands, but don't take my glasses away. Please, do not take away my glasses. We'll talk to you tomorrow, and Godot will have more information about snakes.